Pastor Jamal, amen, in my ministry. Amen, you can run, but you can't hide. Thank you for that, Pastor Jamal.
Amen.
Amen. I'm saying you can run, but you can't hide, because sometimes when God has a calling on your life, you could try to get away from it. Amen. And I've been told all my life I'm going to be everything that Pastor Jamal just named. I'm going to be a preacher, a pastor, a teacher. And, you know, sometimes it's not that we try to run away from it, but we just get put in situations and we put ourselves in positions where we are kind of slow to getting there. But when Pastor Jamal spoke that word a couple of months ago that God put on his heart for me to help with the teachings and the prayers, I was very much sometimes when you have discernment, or, you know, the Holy Spirit speak to you, you know, some people are false. You know that some people is not in line and in tune with what God is saying. But I knew that God was listening to the Pastor Jamal, Minister Jamal was listening to the voice of God. So we have to be obedient. Amen. When God speaks, and sometimes God may not speak to you, he may speak through somebody else to give you a word also. So we thank God for, amen, me just walking in my calling of what God wants me to do. And many people could have this platform or could be speaking right now, but I'm enthused that God has chose me. It wasn't me. It wasn't my mommy, my daddy, but it was God. And I'm very grateful. So thank you for that, Minister Jamal. We thank God for everyone joining us on this wonderful Thursday, some evening, night, afternoon, whichever you want to call it. And we are grateful that we made it another day. Amen. Thank God for that. I'm going to join Minister Jamal. A lot of times it's not that pastors or ministers, or whoever is behind the scenes, are telling you what to do. But the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. So I'm going to take a minute now to thank God for what he has done for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. If you want to join in with me, a minute is not a long time, but we'll take a minute. Thank you, Lord, for all you do. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your tender mercy. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord. Lord, we have a lot to be thankful for, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for letting us not be in the snow or the storms that are happening, Lord. You've given us electricity. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength, our heart beating, our mouths, our hair on our top of the head. Lord, we say thank you for just, Lord, being God. God, we thank you for knowing you, God. We thank you for the job and the cars and the homes that we have, the roofs over our head, God. It could be worse, but we say thank you. Thank you for letting us not be in a hospital even right now. We thank you even for the brothers and sisters who are going to join us and who are on the line, God. We thank you, amen, for bringing us, amen, overnight, God. Someone didn't wake up this morning, but God, you saw fit for everyone on this line to wake us up this morning. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all you're doing in our lives, God. And God, we thank you for allowing us to take time out to thank you on today, God, because someone didn't wake up this morning with their mind to thank you and be appreciative, Lord. Amen. While floods are going on, bank crises are going on, Lord, you have blessed us, and thank you for the money that we have in our pockets, Lord. We say thank you. We thank you for our families, Lord. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Thank you,
God. Oh, God is good. Amen. God is good. Amen. I don't know. Amen. I got some sad news that I know Alana, she's working, and Sister Maisha, I believe, won't be joining us. Those are the two that usually help me. I'm not sure if Sister Stacy is going to be on. Of course, I like to do corporate Bible
Sister
studies.
Stacey's, you know, on.
Oh, Sister, okay, she is.
Stacey's,
amen.
On. Evangelist, my auntie, Evangelist Auntie Sheila's on.
Miss Diamond is on. God got some. He doing something a little different tonight. So we got some other servants and some other strong spiritual women of God that's willing to break down the word and assist you tonight, my brother.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jamal, for that. And to those who
and Pastor Helen Comack is on. Bishop Helen.
Amen. Amen.
Bishop Comack.
Amen. Well, we thank God for the strong backup. Amen. Because a lot of people don't think that big
hello?
Thing.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yes, hello.
I'm on.
Hey, amen.
Yeah.
It was a big thing of the debate of can a woman teach or preach, but we are grateful, amen, that the debate has been closed at Royalty Ministries. A man can't just teach, but a woman can teach also. So we'll be calling on everyone that Pastor Jamal named. It'll be corporate tonight. Well, it's corporate every Bible study, but please feel free. So Sister Stacy, and listen, we usually have Maisha and Sister Alana helping me with the questions. Sister Stacy, do you have the questions, or does everyone have the questions?
Yes.
And I'm asking this because what we do is we read the questions, and then whoever reads the question will interpret what it says.
Let's so have
Sister Stacy.
Sister Stacy, and then Sister Diamondy, do you mind reading off the questions? And then if you know, and if you got, when God gives you the word, give us the word. But we'll have, if because she should have the questions. Sister Diamond, do you have the questions?
Yes.
Okay, yes, if you don't mind just reading them off for us when we'll, what is it, 1 through 7, and then we'll go from there. And then if you got some input, please put your input as well. But we'll have her read the question, Darian, tonight.
Okay.
No problem at all. Sounds good. Well, the word tells us to be ready in season and out of season. So we thank God for that. We're going to go ahead and get started. Thank you very much.
All righty.
So Sister Stacy,
did you want me to get started now, or?
We're going to get there. I'm going to have Sister Stacy read the first question. And then we'll have us, we'll go back and forth. Sister Diamond, is that Sister Diamond speaking?
Yes.
I'm not sure who. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, we'll have Sister Stacy read the first one, then we'll have you read the second one, if that's okay with you.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thank you for your help. Appreciate you.
Good. Amen. So the first question.
Okay, I'm Sister Stacy. Oh no, that's okay. We're going. If you could please, Sister Stacy, read the first one. Yes, get started.
Thank you. Good morning. Good evening, everyone. So the first question reads, what will the Lord cause your enemies to do who rise against you? Did you want me to elaborate on that or any further?
Yes, ma'am, if you don't mind, please.
So what I have in my notes here, the short version of that for me was to be defeated before you. 28:7-9. I'm sorry, Deuteronomy 28:7-9. It says the Lord will grant the enemies who rise up against you and will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. My God, today. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord, your God, and walk in obedience to him.
Amen.
Amen. That's kind of self-explanatory. I mean, it's just saying that, you know, they are defeated. It doesn't matter what it looks like, doesn't matter what it feels like. Those people, and a lot of times you don't even consider these people your enemies. They have put themselves in that position. They put themselves in a competitive state or in an enemy state. But, you know, just like I'm a true believer that just like God puts people in your path to help you, there are also some there that are on a mission also to cause you to stumble, you know. And so, you know, maybe they have just been part of the design. God allows it. Of course, he has all power, controls everything. But those things will help develop your character, believe it or not. You might fail a couple of times, and you might do the wrong thing and say something sideways, or you meet their energy with you meet them with their own energy. But as you grow, you realize that, you know, that's not necessarily always the best route. So yeah, he will have them to be defeated before you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome words, Sister Stacy. We appreciate that. And Sister Diamond, if you have anything to add to that one, please.
Yes, I personally wanted to say, as far as the question, is that reread it. What will the Lord cause your enemies to do who rise against you? So do I just answer it as like just a regular question, like how I want to, or is it like specific?
Or usually the questions is biblical, but it's pretty much whatever, however you want to answer it.
Okay.
Yeah, however God placed on your heart.
Okay, so I said, I think that the Lord would just cause them to think twice. You know, just think before they act. Possibly. Amen. Change their heart, or, you know, cause them to rethink before, you know, touching me or touching his anointed.
I like that.
Amen. I like that. Amen.
Amen.
Make them hesitate. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. So my I put down think twice, like just as simple as that. Think twice.
And see, I like this Bible Study Royalty Ministries because, you know, sometimes, and I want to say this, sometimes, you know, at least me growing up, only the church, the preacher could only speak. But I like Royalty Ministries because they can take a question from the Bible, and we always got an interpretation that it's only one interpretation. But the great thing about it is God's interpretation can be different things.
Right.
So that's what I love about God's word. It's like a dream. You know, one person may have a different thinking of a dream than someone else. God says he gives us parables. So that's what I love about God's word and also Royalty Ministries. I've always been taught it's only one way. You know, there's one way to God, but when it comes to thinking, there's only one way. So I like, Sister Diamond, how you worded that.
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely was awesome.
Yeah, and it's not to be like, you know, negative, but it's kind of like, all right, you might want to think before coming towards this way, because God gonna step in the midst and he gonna do his thing. Amen. Like, he don't play about me, you know. immediately that's what I think. Like, you will be stopped in your tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Think twice.
And I like the part.
Oh no, I'm
like
sorry.
The go ahead. Part in the in the scripture where the Lord, he tells them, he's telling them what's going to happen. And he says they're going to be defeated before your face.
Mm-hmm.
And that they come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. So, come on.
He loves the people. He loves us so much. He gave them exactly what he was going to do.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of us could relate in certain situations. Like, you might have not used your best judgment, and you like, I just felt something was wrong. And then like, you know, they did it to the next person next to you or something, you know? And it was like, wow, God or my angels had my back, because it could have been me. I was right next to that situation. Right. They just got robbed or, you know, shot. But God was like, not this one. But the way it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but you know, it's just your connection, I guess, with the source. And that's a whole nother topic, but that's how I look at it, you know.
But the way you ladies are putting it, I'm a visual person. And when you said, he's like, you better think twice. And then when she was like, he would cause them to scatter. Can you imagine? I mean, just for people, seven ways, that means they getting out of Dodge. God done put something on them. Yeah. So they going every which way they can. So it's like, it made me think, when you was like, this is not what you want. You don't want to mess with me, because that means they were scattering seven ways, seven different directions. Anywhere they could go, they were running.
Yes, I call it my spirit goons. Amen. My God gonna send my spirit goons.
I love it.
Amen. I don't even gotta do nothing. Now. I don't even gotta worry. I'm gonna just chill and sit back. Because my spirit goons, they come in.
I told y'all, y'all hood on here. All these hoods.
And they will make your enemy their footstool. So
yes.
That's one thing. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hey, good morning. I mean, good evening.
Hey, girl. It's Janae here. I am a firm believer in sitting back. You don't necessarily have to watch what God is going to do, because sometimes when you know you're favored and you're walking in that glory that God has covered over you, that your enemies are going to see him cover you, and they're going to
no matter what
they've done. And I also try myself not to go looking for when God's preparing with what God's preparing for them, because sometimes He could tap you on the butt too, and remind you that you still belong to me as well in the midst of punishing them. So I've been there. So I just kind of look at it like that. We have our spiritual goons, and then we also have the Father, and our Father, and our Father God will, in fact, line us all up and auto-correct us. I'm just
gonna
leave it there.
Yes, because it's like, and I'm not trying to be too ghetto, but it's kind of like, do you want the big dogs or his little dogs?
They don't want neither, girl.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm sorry. No, whoever was talking.
No, I just said, I love it. That analogy is the difference, but it all comes to the same. I love everyone's different interpretation. I mean, and that's what, you know, our brother was talking about, how God gives it. So three people can read one scripture and get threefold different meanings. And you yourself, you can read the same one two times and not get the same revelation. I just love this. That's all. I'm sorry, guys. I love it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And what we're going to have to do is incorporate our goons now. I never said it like
that. Amen. I'm telling you, they work.
When I'm walking out in public, I got some goons behind me. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is deep, what everybody said. And I got this question from, I know, Sister Stacy, you had said something about your job on the prayer line a couple of weeks ago, and I had to use my goons in a different manner. Of course, not people. I know a lot of people, but it comes a point where people can't have your back like God does.
Right.
And I was reading in God's word about Michael, the archangel, how he goes and fight for God. Mm-hmm. Now, we do have God, but God has his goons, his angels. And I like it, because we're goons. We fight for what's right. when those on a job, you know, try to get us to go that different direction. Mm-hmm. They try to get us to act crazy and act a fool. Uh-huh. But if God be for us, who can be against us?
It's so a setup.
Nobody.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Amen. A setup. I like that.
That's why you got to send your goons. You're like, you know, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to let God, or which one you want? You want the big dog? I think the little dogs can handle this one, you know, because it's not that serious. But, you know.
I totally
agree, brother.
Amen, my sister. Well, I have a question. Going forward, what goons are you going to send your direction when you get stuck in a situation? Is it going to be the big goon or the small goon?
Amen.
I know that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I have a few examples. I don't want to talk too long, but I can give a perfect example. Like last summer, I was in a situation where I had to pretty much stay in a home temporarily. And I'm in Detroit at the time on the east side. And I was like, you know, going through some hard times, and a friend of a family of mine, she sent help. It was literally like God's angels on earth had helped me at that time. The way it was just a whole spiritual battle that I was going through, and everything was right on time. So they helped me with assisting me, getting me into a home at the time. And it was like deep east side Detroit, and like in the hood where I'm like, okay, God, thank you for the help, but you know, I'm gonna really need some help over here, you know, to protect me. I'm gonna need your protection because I don't know what's going on, you know. What it was just a lot. Like I was in the house was in the middle of two abandoned homes, and it was like a man living in his car in front of the house. It was like, it was just a lot going on, a lot of chaos. And one like every night, now mind you, the lady whose home that I was staying in, she stayed like two doors down. She was a woman of God. Still to this day, I thank God for her. What is her name? I can't even say. I'm sorry. But I just thank God for her to this day. And I call her and I tell her that all the time. But she was such a woman of God. She's such a woman of God. And she would just talk to me and tell me, like, girl, you know, just get on your knees and stay with God. You're going to get through this. It's going to be all right. You don't have to worry about nothing. Just, you know, she just always talked about God. And she was like, look, I got my pistol around here. You ain't got to worry about nothing, you know. She was like, I got my Bible and my pistol. We good. They know me. I've been here over 30 years. I run the block. Okay. So I'm like, all right, you know. And so it was times where it was like just a lot of chaos outside, a lot of fights, shooting and stuff like that. And I was just like always praying every night. Like God just, I felt like my spirit goons was in the backyard just chilling, like protecting me. I had some on the porch, some on the side of the house, some in the back. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Nobody's bothering me. Nobody's, you know, even though they see me like a younger, light-skinned female, you know, nice looking, but nobody's bothering me or trying to attack me or anything like that. You know, it was just like I felt safe at the same time. So it was just like a perfect example of what I meant by calling on my goons, because there were circumstances where it was really drive-bys happening, you know, and a bullet could have went through a window, you know, at the house. The garage in the backyard had, like, I took a picture. It was like 40 bullet shots on the garage. So something had happened, you know, in the house that I was in anyway. So I'm just like, it was different stuff that was happening, but I felt protected at the same time. You know, I would pray. I was just,
amen.
So, you know, that's a perfect example of just like calling on your peoples. And that's, they don't have to be in physical form, but they there, you know.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that testimony with us. Amen. She said 40. She said, I know I look good, but God has somebody else in store for me to protect me with a gun.
Right. You got
the natural gun. And then you got that spiritual gun. Amen. Right. The weapons of a wherefore and pulling down a stronghold. Right. And another thing I gotta tap into what you said. I thank God for this opportunity, this line, because there's no stoppage. I mean, tell your stories. Amen. It's good that other people hear your stories and testimonies. We incorporate that with the Bible study, which, you know, somebody on this line might have had to hear Sister Diamond's testimony. I heard 40 times bullets. Now, 40 in the spiritual is a significant number. Now, me, I'm all about spiritual, but 40 is a significant number. So God might have been speaking to you, even though there was something bad called bullet shots, bullet wounds, holes. God was still speaking to you at that time. And I love it because God, what he does is he allows us to walk in the presence of our enemies. But as long as we're anointed and we know who to call on, amen, he will always protect his people. Mm-hmm. And I thank God for sharing that with us. Always. I don't care where you are. You could be in Detroit. You could be in the hood. You could be in Scottsdale, Arizona. You know, Scottsdale, they portray it nice. But guess what? There's things that happen out there. Hate, racism, you know, Mesa, Arizona. So that's no matter where you are, God, he will protect you. So thank you for sharing that with us.
No problem. Ma'am. And that was such a dark time. But it was like, you know, sometimes when you are in a dark time like that and you feel like you kind of got to, like, I don't want to say be on that same frequency, but it's like you got to match it so you won't be afraid, you know? And that's just the power of, you know, whatever you believe in. So instead of me being afraid, like, oh, something's going to happen to me, I'll just say, hey, well, okay, it's gangsta over here, then, well, I'm going to get my gangsta spirit team with me, you know?
Amen.
Hey, come on now. Gangster for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen.
The enemy comes in swiftly too, and in many disguises. So the fact that you were able to even assess your surroundings and then still have your spirit team, and you know, you having your relationship with God to continue to keep you, that was just really important. And I'm glad you had that for you, girl.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Man, look at the support. Got some support for that sister right there. We thank you for sharing that with us. Amen. Is there anyone else that wants to tune in? I don't know if you guys want to stay on this one. This is deep. We can go on to number two, but before we do, does anyone else have anything to say on your enemies? Anyone else
I could share a small story real quick. I'll be brief.
Okay.
In 2011, I stayed downtown Detroit, and I was in college. And, you know, I was kind of lackadaisy when it came down to paying attention to my surroundings. I was very free in spirit. What I mean by that is just being dumb and not paying attention, just happy-go-lucky, la 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 la. And, you know, God doesn't like that, but I got taught a valuable lesson. And we had a big power outage in 2011, and God had blessed me with daylight enough for me to do my homework, enough for me to read the Bible from front to back. It took me 3 days to just read it like a book. Mm. And when I did that, he provided the light for me. So I could take a shower and it still was hot. I could cook my food. But I just didn't have any lights in the house. So all in all, the power finally comes back on. I come home from school. I take a shower. I pour me a glass of lemonade. And I had noticed that someone had been tampering with my locks on my door. So I asked the property management. I said, can you give me a whole new door with new hinges? And nobody should get these keys but me. And they did that. But the voice of God came to me one particular night and told me to wake up. I never thought that I would get this close to God or even witness or hear him. But because I had did a task that I'm not going to say many people don't do, because I'm sure people read the Bible, but this was personal for me. And this was the start of my journey. And when he told me to wake up, the light from the hallway in the apartment building started to shine into my dark apartment. And a shadow of a man came inside. The man stood in my bedroom doorway for about 2 minutes. And then he finally decided to walk to me and set his doctor bag on the side of my bed. And he sat his back down and he stood over me. Now, he didn't know if I was awake or not. I'm kind of tight-eyed. So he didn't know what he was seeing. He didn't know I could see him. But God told me to stay calm. And I did that.
Come on.
But beforehand, as the man did not know, I could see him contemplating. I'm covered in white. The bed sheets and the blankets are big and luxurious and billowy. He doesn't know what I'm about to do, but I'm reaching behind my pillow and I grab my Bible and I lay it on my chest. Because at that point, I said, well, I want you to know who I belong to. And if he was going to do anything to me, he knew who I belonged to. It wasn't him. So he saw a gun. He saw a gun, but I didn't have no gun. I had a Bible.
Jesus.
So that's why we go back, and when she said what she said about her Bible, what Diamond said, and we go back and say the Bible is a sword of its own. I screamed Jesus and I thanked God for covering my life that night. And every day, it is part of why I move the way I do now in this life that I'm living. I made it to 32 years old. I'm blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And God kept me, and he allowed me to use that shield that he provided. So when I don't come around believers, I just, you know, want to shake them and say, hey, look, don't get to the point where he talking to you and you can't hear him. But the Bible, I love that book. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful love song to life. And I just wanted to share that with you because, hey, we gotta know how to defeat the enemy.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank
you. Come on off of that. Somebody got a hand clap. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. That's a praise right there.
That's a testimony. My God. Glory. We thank you.
Goodness. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your
prayer. Tell somebody.
And I like obedience. How she said that, you know, he thought the Bible was a gun, you know. That was a Bible, but it's just amazing how God works, because like I said, you know, God will stop you in your tracks. No matter it mysteriously, however, it might just blind you or shine, I don't know, some type of weird light in your face to just confuse you. Somehow God's gonna protect his child to make sure, you know.
I give God our buckler. All the glory.
He's our shield.
Absolutely. Yes,
you know what I love about it, brothers and sisters, about that story. When we have these Bible studies and we read the Bible, we are actually, we may not be Paul, Peter, John, but we are Sister Stacy. We are Darian. We are Diamond. We are Pastor Jamal. We are those people in the Bible, just we're in the present time. Now, we're able to have a testimony. That's all it is, a testimony to tell somebody else. If that didn't happen, now look at what God has done. Open up a door for that sister that was just talking. Amen. I'm not sure her name, to tell us on this line.
My God.
Reaching 13 people and more that's going to hear that testimony, my sister. Amen. To let you know that God is a protection. And I like it because she did one thing. She was obedient. God gave her one thing to do. Amen. And she listened and God protected her. Obedience is, tell your neighbor, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yeah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. So I got out of that a lot, but yes. I got, if you're obedient to God, he will protect you even when a man is in your presence that shouldn't be.
Jesus.
When the bullets are flying by, God will protect his people from danger seen and unseen. And because of that obedience, she's here to tell the story today. She is a David. She is a Joseph. She is a man, Peter, a John, those in the Word. Thank you for sharing that, my sister, with us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Think about our Bible studies is we're not controlled by the questions. We're controlled by how God moves it. Amen. I know sometimes we stay on a question longer than others, but does anybody else have any other testimonies? Amen. Look like God is leading us to tell testimonies on today of what God has done. Amen. Anyone else have a testimony? Or anyone have any wisdom to go for what the young ladies have shared already?
Well, I would just like to say that, you know, you can tell that she had a relationship with the Lord. She knew his voice. And she didn't, it sounded like she didn't even question, you know, or even thought about it twice. When she heard the Lord speaking to her, she did what he told her to do. And in so doing and being obedient and hearing God's voice and knowing God's voice can save your life. So, and what if she hadn't listened? What if she hadn't listened? Or what if, you know, what if she had debated, you know, should I or should I not? You know, that's why it's so important to know God, to have that intimate relationship with him.
Not like that. Amen. Know God. Amen. Do you know him? Do you know him on today? And if you don't know him, continue to get to know him, because where we headed, you're going to need to know God. Amen.
You're going to need him.
Oh, you're going to need him. Amen. So if you don't know him, get to know the Lord. I'm telling you. I heard a pastor say that. I was listening to him. He said, oh, you think COVID was bad? Oh, come on now. What's to come? You're going to need the Lord. And he stopped right there. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, my sister. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. If no one has anyone else to say on that first question, we're going to move to number two. And of course, that's going to be Sister Stacy. Actually, Sister Stacy read the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Okay, yes, I think
Sister Diamond.
I'm supposed to.
Okay.
Yep.
Sorry about that. Okay.
This is Deuteronomy 31, and I'm sorry for the background noise. 1 second. Okay. Okay, that is Deuteronomy 31:8-9. And it says, and the Lord, he it is that doeth go before thee, he will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you want to profound on that, Sister Diamond, it's all yours.
Okay, so what I get from that, with 8:31-8, you know, it definitely speaks that he will not fail thee nor forsake thee, which is letting you know he it is that doeth go before thee. He will be with thee. So anybody up against you, he's not going to fail you. He's not going to let you get caught slipping, as I would say. He has your back. And then it says, and Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel. So that's a message to his people.
Amen.
Amen. Give me one.
Amen.
Message.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, so it's a word to his people that follows him, you know, his children. And he has Big Moses delivering this message. So that's from, you know, when I say big dogs and little dogs, it's like, which one you want? Because Moses is one of his dogs, his little dogs, you know.
Hey, come on.
Amen. Amen.
And you know, I like that, Sister Diamond. You got the goons, the big dog, little dogs. You know, a lot of times growing up, that was another thing. And I got to have flashbacks. Us younger generation had to keep it with the older generation. Amen. But you doing that, it allows the younger generation to catch up, to understand better. Because sometimes, you know, the younger generation, they just don't understand. But using certain words, like I know what you mean, you know, goons and big dog, little dog is actually a good thing. So we thank God for you using those words so those young people can understand it also. In the, what do you call that when it's present? It's, you got the past, but the present time is now.
Yeah. Because I think both generations can understand, you know, certain terminology. Mm-hmm. And I feel like just my interpretation of this, when it says the sons of Levi, I'm not 100% familiar, but just from what I do know, you know, and it says, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord and unto all the elders of Israel. Here it speaks about the elders of Israel. So Moses wrote it and he delivered it, and it's to the when it says the elders of Israel, I'm guessing, you know, the wise ones. So maybe I'm not correct, but that's my input.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Sister Diamond. Sister Stacy, we're going, if you could elaborate, that was awesome. Amen.
Amen. Well, I mean, she did an awesome interpretation. I mean, because again, a lot of these, I really like the scripture that we're reading tonight because it speaks for itself. Some stuff, I'll be the first one to tell you, I have to read 3 times, 4 times to try to even understand. But this, he tells you, he will go before you, meaning he has already covered you. That's what it goes back to, like when it says he's ordered your steps, because he knows your path. So he's already made the way. He's laid out the foundation. He's already put people in your path, like us on this call. This was already ordained.
Amen.
Us
having
discussions, us sharing. So he has gone for us, not just in this, but even, you know, good times, bad times, everything. It's already, and it may not, I don't care. I can't tell this. I can't reiterate this enough. I don't care what it looks like, what it feels like. I promise you, if you have been praying and building your relationship with God and trying to work it out, even within, and he shows mercy even on the just and the unjust, even some for some of those who haven't, he has laid it out. He's made the provision, and that is what that is saying. It says he will not leave or forsake you. I'm telling you, this has been, you know, recently one of the lowest of valleys, because I've had some valleys and come back up. But I mean, and I didn't have an answer, nowhere to go. You know, you have nothing but your faith. And even that, sometimes, you know, if you think about the cartoons, your knees shaking a little bit, even with that. I know you got me, but, you know, you try not to look through your own lens. But it's like, you know, he's there. He's done it. I mean, and that's just the bottom line. He said what he said.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that, Sister Stacy. I like how she just said, God said what he said, so leave it at that.
Amen.
I like the last part. It says, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. You know, the news, you watch too much news. What they want you to do is get afraid and get discouraged. But if God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Now, where does that derive from? What Sister Stacy said and Sister Diamond just said. If you know who fights for you, you will not be afraid and you will not be discouraged.
Amen.
If God took care of the last thing that you had a situation with, why can't he take care of the next one?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God's gonna
cover you.
Amen.
If
Amen.
God Keep took believing. Care of the last thing, now you got to trust in God. And I can speak about this. I'm compassionate about this one because Brother Darren has been through a lot, just like Sister Stacy and everyone else on this line. I could experience that, but Brother Jamal, people that I love, tears rolling down my eyes. People have done me wrong, treated me like I was nothing, disrespected me, whatever you may be. Got fired from my job a couple of times because I went for God. People hated me, disliked me, whatever you want to name, I can tell. But I understood God was just allowing me to get more connected in tune with him where I wouldn't be afraid. I wouldn't be discouraged. And now guess what? I'm on this line telling other people, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be discouraged. But if you trust in the Lord with all your heart, now keyword all your heart and lean not unto thine own understanding and all thy ways acknowledge him and he will do what? Oh, come on now, preachers. Amen, Sister Comac. I heard you, Sister Comac. Direct your pathway. Amen. I hear you, Sister Comac. He will direct your pathway. Amen. And if you know he's directing your pathway, let's say it again. You will not be afraid and you will not be discouraged. Amen. No matter what is going on in the banking financial institution right now. Come on now. You got $10, $5. God has always supplied our needs with $10 in the bank. Yes, amen. I've been there too. One point I didn't have a vehicle. Now that's materialistic things, but it just goes to show you now I have a vehicle. God supplied my needs. And because of doing that, guess what? Those testimonies today were very, very powerful to go off of what the scripture was saying. Now I have a question for Sister Diamond and the other sister that told their testimony and anyone else on the line. When that was happening, when that man was in your room and the bullets was flying by to y'all two and anybody else, here's the question of the night. Were you afraid and were you discouraged during that time?
No, because when God's voice came to me, it was comforting, but he was powerful and it was mighty in tone. It was enough for me to understand that he was carrying me. He was holding me. So that individual, he wasn't even a man, but that person who was possessed of whatever spiritual deviant, he did not understand what it was coming for. Mm-hmm. That light wasn't just the Bible wasn't just the Bible in his eyes. Like Diamond said, God could put anything in front of your enemy's face to make them think the world of you or beneath their feet. He could change their what they see in their image. But I wasn't afraid because I knew I was being cradled at that moment. And I'm not gonna go too much in depth, but the situation has prepared me to tell it because I haven't told my story to too many people. I haven't shared my story with too many people because it hasn't been the proper platform to do it. But, you know, here I am and I would not be afraid if I had to see another enemy. I know how to identify them.
Amen.
Come on. Amen.
Amen. I can identify them. I could smell them.
Yeah,
so that's just where we're at.
Amen.
And see,
and I would say, once
you obeyed God, once you heard his voice and you obeyed him, he was gonna comfort you anyway. He sure not gonna let you experience no fear because you obeyed what he's telling you to do to protect you. So no way he was gonna. Your angels was all in that room.
Yes, and like Brother Darren said, he said, if he did it before, he would do it again.
Yeah. Amen.
And,
I totally understand, you know, what Sister Janae was saying because I'm gonna be real, I was shook. I would say I was shook, but I didn't fear because I did feel like God, you didn't got me through some other times. Now I'm shook. I don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes we can fear the unknown, but I knew deep down in my heart that I was going to be okay. Mm-hmm. You know, amen. I knew that God had my back, you know, so.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
But this is for Pastor Jamal. Every time you know, my sisters and brothers are on this line, what you've just said, every time I kept hearing, but God, and that sermon, how big is your butt? But God. That was my, all right. Lord, we got some big butts on this one tonight. But God. My Lord.
Okay. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. And I'm just going to keep saying God is so good. Like,
because we made it another day. We're here. We made it another day. We can speak about our old past troubles, because those are the things of the past. We're here now. So that's evidence that God is good. And God has brought us through. That's evidence.
God is good. Amen. God is
so good.
Thank you, Lord.
For your name, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Give you
praise, God is good. Oh, that's your time to worship. Oh, come on now.
Dear God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
I give God all the glory. And
thank you, Lord.
I tried to control it. I tried to keep it inside.
Thank
but
you,
I
Lord.
Thank God. I thank God every day.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, you thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You gotta understand what God is moving.
Yes.
God is moving on this line on tonight. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God is so good.
Thank you, Lord.
He has covered us. He has kept us.
Yes, it was those times when we didn't know right from wrong. We didn't know which way to go. We didn't know whether to go right or left. We just knew God chose it for us.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. And you know what? God, He knew that you guys were going to be saying this on tonight. So He brought you out of those situations.
Come on.
Amen.
He knew you was going to be giving them the praise on tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
He knew you was going to be saying, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Give you praise, oh God.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. Bible study can be worship. Come on now, worship Him.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Worship Him on tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. You're worthy of the praise.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, God is looking for true worshipers. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, what is your worship? It's just a thing of what God has brought you from.
Oh,
yeah.
Thing of where God is going to take you. Oh, come on now. Oh, strengthen your people on tonight, oh God.
None like you, Father. None.
Cry
like
out unto the Lord with a voice of triumph on tonight. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Almighty God. You're wonderful. Thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, we thank you, God, for all you're doing.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. We started off with saying thank you, and we ended with saying thank you, God.
You.
Oh, you're good.
God is so good.
Oh, you're good. I'm a worshiper. So excuse me. Oh, thank you, Lord. You didn't start it, someone, sister. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
God got us. God got our
thank
back.
You, Lord.
Did it over and over and over again.
Amen.
To have our back, even when we don't even know what decision
thank you,
to make.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Now, is there someone who sings? On this line, amen. While the worship is, does someone sing? Amen. Does someone got a song
tonight? Do you sing?
Amen. Don't be ashamed. Amen. While the Spirit of the Lord is moving, amen. There's a song that somebody got on their heart. Amen.
There's a million.
Amen. Well, which one you got, my sister?
My God, today.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I want to sing, but I don't think it's good.
Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what
Amen.
You want.
Hey, go ahead, my sister.
My voice might be a little cracky, guys, because I'm getting over this cold sickness.
And I'm still sick, but I'll help you.
Okay, so it goes like, Jesus is on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
Jesus is on the main line. what you want.
I hear you, Sister Comac.
Yes, call him up.
Call him up. Amen. Do you have a problem? Call. Don't call Tyrone now. Erica Boudou said you got to call Tyrone, but call the Lord up on that line.
All right.
God is good.
Jesus. Yes, he is.
And you know, my sister Diamondy, we had a long conversation today about how the enemy comes and tries to infiltrate your heart space,
mm-hmm.
and Amen. Your mind and your life. But yeah. you got to stay focused. I hadn't been on the line because I had a distraction now. I was Amen. Distracted and I had to get some things in order. And God always comes with order.
Come on.
But I am so thankful and grateful for your ministry and what you guys are doing. And my sister Diamondy, you're a blessing. Thank you. God Amen. Is so good.
Yeah, and I'm going. It's so funny because last night was distractions. That was the
mm-hmm.
and really good. So you're right on time. So
yeah.
I'm glad Amen. That we all can fill each other up tonight. You know,
absolutely.
Well, tonight over here. I'm sorry, but this evening, this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Not to interrupt, but Sister Janae, this is your ministry as well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Addis. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. And you know,
and I receive that.
Oh, amen. And let's give a hand clap to Brother Addis for the job well done yesterday. I got to, since you just said we talked about what you just actually said, Sister. And I have to say this to everyone on this line. The world is coming together. They are doing what they have to do. But tonight was an awesome thing of the men and women of God coming together.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You don't need 500 people on the line.
No, you don't.
Man, you can go with 13 and 12 and the spirit of the Lord will still move just like it is 500 or 600 people. All God wants is the people with a good heart. That's why David said, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for everyone on this line, incorporating, coming together. I heard you, Sister Comac. Jesus, I heard you back there. Amen. I thank God for everyone on this line, being obedient to the voice of God. Because, amen, I could do this thing by myself, but I can't. I need some help.
Amen.
Pastor Jamal, he needs help. Brother Addis needs help. Brother Jack needs help. Sister Stacy needs help. Sister Lana needs help. First Lady needs help. Amen. Sister Diamond needs help. We all need help to encourage each other. Because the world, they passing laws on homosexuality. They passing laws on this and that. They're doing so many things that's against God.
Amen.
But this is where the people of God need to come together and worship. Amen. And praise and sharing your testimonies because Sister Diamond and the other sister. Amen. I'm more like a one who sees what's to come, you mm-hmm. know, in tune with the spirit of the Lord. But God had you preparing tonight, telling your testimony because not just in Michigan, Detroit, wherever you're from. There's a whole bunch of young people who are going to need the God. And guess who God's going to use?
Mm-hmm.
You too. Now, he's going to use everybody on this line.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But hearing those testimonies. Oh, yes, ma'am.
I like how you said that, Brother Darren, because you said how everything is changing. Everybody's getting away from God and, you know, trying to switch stuff up and, you know, make it unnatural. And it's like God got our back, but we got to also on earth at this point have his back too, you know, because a lot of people like God. A lot of people getting away from God. And like I said,
yes,
even if it's 12, 13 people, we can change that. We can make more believers come back.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's just time. It's time. I always see that, you know, everything that's going on in the world, everyone has this affliction that they got to follow the trends. But see, God is not trendy. Nothing is trendy about God. You cannot rig what God has already created. His system has been beautifully orchestrated, and he created it just for us.
Come on.
That unbroken thing going on is just a thing. It's some stuff in the air, and it shifted the atmosphere. But when we're planted, in a room, we could shift the atmosphere too and filter it out. But we got to step with love. And I'm prepared to do that. So,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Come
people
on.
Of God. People of God got to have his back too.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing like
God. I said that too. She said, we got to have God's back. I like that.
All right.
No, we got to have God's back. Amen. Now, you say you guys are sisters, you two?
She lives down the street.
Okay, biological.
We're friends. Yeah.
All friends, okay. Well, y'all what's double team.
Yeah.
Amen. I was going to say something on that topic, because I know Pastor Jamal said last night, the enemy would try to separate us, but you guys, y'all tag team tonight very well, both testimonies.
Amen.
But I wanted to say that in connection with yesterday's message, you know, you just said one powerful word, walking in love. Mm-hmm. Amen. I was obedient. I went down to hug my dad, hug my sister. And I believe that brothers and sisters don't have to be biological. Amen. Mm-hmm. But in the spiritual realm, we all brothers and sisters in God. Mm-hmm. Amen. So tag teaming tonight was awesome. Amen. And we got to walk in love. Tell your brother and sister, God bless you. I love you.
God bless you. I love you.
Amen. I love everyone. I don't know everybody on here, but I love everybody. The world is getting wicked, but we got to go forward, as the woman of God just said, and walk in love. I love you. Yeah. Amen. Even though you a man, Pastor Jamal, I love you. The world looks at, amen.
Amen.
The world looks at that as bad. And Brother Addis, I love you. Brother Jack, I love you. Never met you.
Love it too,
but
brother.
I love you. Amen. So we thank God. I got to be obedient to the voice of the Lord. And I don't know if we can go to number three or continue on, or Pastor Jamal, can we continue on, or does everybody want? I don't know. I got to.
I think the Holy Spirit has moved. I think this is a perfect time to drop the mic. This is
okay.
This
drop
is,
the mic.
Beautiful. Yeah, this is giving us. We got a lot to chew on tonight. How big is your butt? We got the obedience of God, and so yeah, let's yeah. I think we should leave it right here. This is a good climax right here. We'll have
name of Jesus.
Auntie, if you don't mind praying us out, but I think this is a blessing. We got a lot to chew on, but more importantly, I think everybody, you left us a lot to praise God about. Do y'all know, y'all was having church, y'all singing "This Little Light of Mine," and I hear people screaming and crying. Sister Pat would be so proud of us. So y'all had service tonight, and mm-hmm. God and the presence of the Lord was in this situation. So we gonna leave it right here with the Spirit of the Lord. We at a climax. Yeah. So everybody gonna feel better tomorrow. They gonna say, I don't know how about your Bible study, but in my Bible study, the power of God was moving through the people of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
And Pastor Jamal, if I may say thank you to Sister Stacy, Sister Diamond for helping me out on tonight. Amen. I appreciate you guys.
Amen. Thank you for having us.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Thank you for getting on. Auntie, if you don't mind praying us out.
Okay. Father God, we just thank you, Father, for this Bible study. Father, yes. We just lift up every household, Father, right now that is on the line, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, that your word said you will never leave us or forsake us. Father, we thank you for this Bible study. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over each person on this line, Father, over their family. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over their home, their cars, over their jobs, over their finances, Father. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Thank you, God.
Father, we thank you, Father, that sweet sleep tonight, Father.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for your angels that are already been
thank you.
We thank you, Father, for our protection angels and our warring angels and our ministering angels, Father.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, we thanking you and trusting you for tomorrow that we will have a good day. We thanking you, Father, for grace and mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, you forgive us of all of our sins, Father. Father, we ask that you will continue to pour out your spirit on us, Father.
Yes, we need
you. We ask you to give us revelation knowledge, Father.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you for every person on this Bible study, Father. We lift up our pastor, Pastor Jamal.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ask that you will continue to bless him and lead him and guide him. Bless his household,
bless him, Lord.
Father. Bless his ministry, Father. Bless
his
church members, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up the Triplett family. We lift up the Mitchell family.
Yeah.
Father, we lift up anyone else, Father, that may be going through bereavement, that may be going through sickness or disease or symptoms of a sickness and disease.
Yes,
Father, we know you as a healer. Father, we thank you that your word said that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. So, Father, those that may be looking for jobs, new jobs, those that are expecting raises or promotion, Father, we ask that you manifest it in their life right now in the mighty precious name of Jesus. Father God, we come against anything, Father, that is not like you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And that you love us, that you care for us, Father, and that you will keep, you will not keep no good thing from us. We thank you for abundance right now. In the mighty precious name of Jesus. And
yes,
we thank you and we praise your holy name. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen.
Praise your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen. Miss Stacy, Miss Janae, Brother Darian, Sister Diamondy. Alana, Maisha, I'm going to call y'all job and snitch on y'all. Y'all in trouble now. I wrote it down. Y'all log in now, too. Yeah. Ain't he?
I'm listening.
That's all right. I'm snitching. All the people.
I'm going to give my goons.
Right. Y'all did a marvelous job. Marvelous job. Excellent Bible study. Sister Leslie, God is going to bless you for getting on here when you was at work. See, the sacrifice that y'all paid to get on here, God is going to see that. Sister Janae, the sacrifice, you telling your testimony, God is seeing that. Ms. Diamond, Brother Darian, y'all will be blessed. Sister Maisha, y'all will be blessed. Sister Stacy, don't just think that you just on here just talking. The Father was on here watching, and you will be blessed for your obedience to get on here tonight. You sat here because what y'all said is the job I have, God gave me this job. And if they have a problem with me, you know, with my Father, I know my Father will elevate me and will provide for me. Amen. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
So you will be blessed. Amen. Just continue to be obedient, ladies. Continue to keep your eye on the Lord and continue to feed your spirit with things like this. This is going to help you get through the day. This helps you get through the week. This helps you get through the trials and tribulation. And Sister Janae taught us something. The Bible says, my sheep shall know my voice. Had she not known that was the voice of God, she would have disobeyed. She would have said, what the hell is that? That ain't who talking to me? She could have got herself healed. But because she knew the voice of the Lord, that's why you got to know your father's voice. Well, how do I know my father's voice? Get your butt on Bible study. Get on the prayer line. That's how you learn God's voice. So when you ever in a situation when the enemy is trying to attack you and the voice of God says, get low, duck, scream, hide, whatever he's there, you know who it is and where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
all right.
Lord.
Love you all. I'm doing good. I have joy in the midst of my pain, and God will continue to use me in the midst of losing my father to encourage all of you that no matter what you go through, you can still give God praise. You can smile. You can still say amen, because goodness, weeping endures for a night. I still got joy because of the man. I just got done talking about him. So I'm going to continue to smile and continue to let my light shine. You do the same thing. And watch how God bless you and bring you through. Amen.
Amen.
We'll see y'all Sunday. I'll let y'all know when I'm leaving.
Amen.
Okay.